All right, you guys ready? Not Seamus? All right. You didn't do the homework I gave you last night, huh? I'm just messing with you. So who was here last week? All right, so this is going to be a nice refresher. I know Marlena was here, so what did we talk about, Marlena? Okay, yeah, exactly. What kind of, well, let's talk about that. So how did God respond to Israel worshiping the golden calf? So he was mad. What did he do? Well, we'll get into that. How did God respond to Moses' prayer, though? He did, right? He did not destroy them. So let's go ahead and read Exodus. We'll start in chapter 32, verses 15 through 20. And then we'll jump to 30 through 35. Okay, this is going to be a little bit, so hang in there, all right? But it's pretty good. All right, verse 15. Then Moses turned and went down from the mountain. So he was already up there. He's going down back there. And the two tablets of the testimony were in his hand, tablets which were written on both sides. They were written on one side and the other. All right, so now the tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God engraved on the tablets. Then Joshua, who was down at the mountain, heard the sound of the people as they shouted. And he said to Moses, "There is sound of war in the camp." My bad, I don't think he was there. But he said, "It is not the sound of the cry of triumph, nor is it the sound of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing I hear." So imagine going down, and then you start hearing Israel. They first thought it was like a triumph war, but then they started to realize that it might have been singing that they were hearing. So let's see what they find. So now it happened as soon as Moses came near the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger burned, and he threw the tablets from his hands and shattered them at the feet of the mountain. Then he took the calf which they had made and burned it with fire and ground it in powder and scattered it over the surface of the water, and made them drink the water. Wow, all right. Well, let's see what Moses does here. We're going to go to 30 and read through 35. So now it happened on the next day. This has already happened. The next day came. Moses said to the people, "You yourselves have committed a great sin. But now I'm going up to Yahweh. Perhaps I could make atonement for your sin." What does atonement mean? Maybe he can be the one that can ease the wrath of God in a way, right? That's what he's going to be, right? He wants to see if he could appease to the wrath of God to maybe spare them. Okay, so that's what he's going to do. Lost my spot real quick. Okay, then Moses returned to Yahweh and said, "Alas, this people has committed a great sin, and they have made gods of gold for themselves. But now if you will forgive their sin, but if not, please blot me out from your book which you have written." And Yahweh said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book. But now go, guide the people where I told you. Behold, my angel shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I punish, I will punish them from their sin." Then Yahweh smote the people because of what they did with the calf of which Aaron had made. All right, were you guys following along a little bit? Okay, so let's go ahead and break it down. So what did Moses do with the stone tablets when he saw Israel in their sin? Yeah, he threw them, and what'd they do? They shattered. So what did Moses do to the golden calf after he saw it? Burned it. What else? Ground it into the powder. And then what was the final thing he made them do? Drink it, right? Yeah, no. So that kind of just shows how below that the idol they made was, right? If he could destroy it and then make the people that worship it drink their so-called god that they're worshiping, doesn't that belittle that little idol that they made? So why did Moses go back up mountain to God? Remember that big word. What did he want to do? See if he could atone for them, right? All right, so he wanted to do that to the people as their mediator and priest. So like we mentioned, atonement refers to removing the guilt of sin so that sinners can have a right relationship with God. All right, so let's kind of give a little summary about it. So as Moses drew near the camp, he heard what sounded like a wild party. The people of Israel were singing and dancing, right? But this is a very different kind of singing from the song Moses had led them in after passing through the Red Sea. Israel wasn't singing to God. They were singing to a lifeless golden cow. God had warned Moses of this, but nothing could quite prepare him for the shock of seeing it with his own eyes. As he stood before the people holding two copies of the Ten Commandments, his heart began to burn with anger, just like God's was. Was Moses right to be angry with them? Yes, yes. Why? Why do you think yes? And yes is the right answer, but because he was a false idol? Correct. And who should they have been worshiping? Right. It's the one that have been leading them out of captivity, right? The one that was guiding them through the wilderness, giving them water and food, and they just choose to turn away from God. They would definitely have a righteous anger, right? So have you ever dropped a piece of glass or pottery or anything, a plate or anything in your hands? What usually happens, it just goes everywhere, right? Small pieces, big pieces. So that's what happened with the tablets that Moses had. And in his righteous anger, he threw the tablets and they shattered. It was his way of saying, God could hardly get the law written down before you broke the whole thing. Does that make sense? So they weren't even following the law. And then they already, Moses just broke it. So then amid this rubble, Moses took the unholy calf and then destroyed it. Again, he burned it, grounded it, and made them drink it. But though the idol was removed, the penalty for Israel's idolatry was not. That penalty was death. Unless Israel's guilt and punishment were taken away, they could never live with God in the promised land. So Moses returned to God to make atonement for Israel's sins. But how did he do that? Probably thinking about the animal sacrifices God's people had offered for centuries, Moses decided to offer up himself to die in the place of the sinful Israelites. So if blood must be shed, he bravely declared, "Let it be mine and spare the rest." But God refused the offer. He said a sinner cannot make atonement for sinners. Israel's great need was for a sinless mediator to die in their place. So God refused Moses' offer because only who could have done that? Christ. So why did Moses break the tablets and destroy the calf again? Righteous anger. Righteous anger, yep. Is it ever right to be angry? In a righteous way? Do you think when the Lord was angry, how the Pharisees were treating the temple and he cleansed it, was that righteous? Yeah, yeah, absolutely, right? Because they were not using it correctly and they were profiting off of those that were trying to make atonement for themselves. So why did God refuse Moses' offer to die in the place of sinful Israel? Exactly. So let's give thanks to God for providing a sinless mediator to die in the place of sinners like us. And let's pray that people that you know would wholeheartedly trust in his cross and find all their salvation in him. Any questions? All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for allowing us to read this interaction that we see with Moses, with you, and with the Israelites. Seeing your righteous anger, Lord, being played out for a just reason, the Israelites turning away from you, Lord, and the punishment that they had coming, Lord, because of their sinningness against you. Lord, and thank you again for just allowing us to have that sinless mediator that was the better Moses, Lord, and the one that was able to actually save us from the sinlessness, Lord, from the sin, Lord, of ourselves. And just pray that as we go into our days, that we pray for everyone to come to that understanding, Lord, and just pray for this worship as we sing to you and glorify you. And in your name I pray, amen.